Mine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not much of an assistant, but I've been an assistant to my florist and my husband.
Okay. I'm writing this down. Okay. Let's see, do you know about how much education your mother's parents had?
Well, my grandmother, father was a doctor. His name was Angel. I told you he was educated in London. Uh-huh. I think he spoke 7 or 9 languages.
Wow.
Grandpa Angel. Uh-huh.
And that was your grandmother's father? Is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How much education did she have?
I don't know. She went to school just there in Mississippi, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
But
did she go to college? Do you know?
I don't think there was anywhere for her to go.
Uh-huh. What about your mother's father?
He was a newspaper publisher in this little town in Mississippi. Father was had a business, but died with one of those epidemics of yellow fever or something that they had back in those days, and my grandfather went to work on the local newspaper just when he was a boy, and then he uh-huh. eventually owned it.
Uh-huh. So he probably didn't go to college then, huh?
No. But he read very, very widely.
Yes.
I was going to tell you, a lot of these old books are his.
Oh, really?
Being a newspaper publisher, of course, he could and did buy books. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So some of those are old.
He had a lot of.
This old case is mostly old ones.
Uh-huh.
And I gave my brother, you know, some of the sets of books. We had all of Dickens, you know, and Sir Walter Scott. We still have Sir Walter Scott.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Do you have children?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have children?
Yes, I have 4.
Uh-huh. How many girls and how many boys?
Three girls. All went to the University of Texas, as I did. Got their degrees down there. And the boy was in the Navy, so when he came back, he just went to SMU.
Uh-huh. Did you graduate from Texas?
In 1913, just a Bachelor of Arts degree.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What was your major?
English and history.
Uh-huh.
I was always more interested in literature than anything else.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Let's see. How old is your husband?
82.
Okay. And what's his religion? Does he go to the Christian church too?
He doesn't belong to it, no. He was christened in the Episcopal church.
Okay. How much education did he have?
Just high school.
Okay.
It wasn't so easy for him. They lived on a farm in Connecticut. I think he walked several miles to high school.
Uh-huh.
To Washington, Connecticut. Washington is a town. It's one you would know, Henry Van Dyke. He was a well-known writer a generation ago.